There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along for another couple hours of live local talk. And as always, you're involved in the show pretty easily. Three of the easiest ways, although there are more. A telephone call or a text, both to 343-0106, 343-0106 gets you through on the telephone and the text line. And if you're very cool and ahead of the game and you're running that FM Talk 106.5 app, reminder there, that same app where you stream the station, you get our social media feeds, our podcast, the latest weather information. Weather information, traffic maps, all that good stuff on the app. Also on the bottom of the, the front page of the app, whatever you call it, you'll see a microphone icon. If you'll press that, it lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and I can play it back here on the air. So use those ways to communicate, and then I'll take good old-fashioned email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. All right, so on today's show, on Dr. King's birthday here on MLK Day, you know, over the years, we'll play clips of speeches. We'll talk about what the legacy of Dr. King is in our country for individual families, individual people, as a country. And I've done that for a decade plus. And I said, you know, I want to start doing something different beyond that and talk about specific things that can be done in the memory, in the methodology of Dr. King to make our lives better, all Americans better. And was introduced to this man just here recently, and I think it's exactly the message of Dr. King. And of course, I like things when books and covers don't match. So it's with great excitement I talked to Dexter Sutton with Hope Boxing Academy on this day of peace. Dexter, thanks for coming in, and Malia Smith as well. Good to see y'all. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So wait a second. So we're on this day of service, this day of the peaceful message of Dr. King, and we're talking about a boxing academy. Now you got to help me here, Dexter. We're talking boxing and peace. How is boxing peace?
Well, boxing is a sport that you have to have great discipline and self-control.
And get you closer to that mic. There you go.
Well, yeah, you have to have discipline and self-control in order to be a successful boxer. So, and actually, when you box, you're getting all the energy and emotions mm-hmm. out of you through your workout. So
I've watched people that train for boxing and fitness. You're talking about getting it out. You leave everything there in training. I mean, because the fitness level for a boxer, even as a guy who played sports in high school, was nowhere close to boxers.
Yeah, you have to be in tremendous shape. I mean, remember, you're getting punched.
At the same time, you're physically, you're getting punched. I want to talk about this, too. How you end up as a boxer, right? Were you born into a boxing family? Did you grow up knowing you wanted to be a boxer? What happened?
No, I grew up in South Florida. And I was too skinny to play football. So all my friends played football. So I started boxing.
So there was somewhere nearby that was it a school boxing team, or was there an academy nearby, or Dexter,
no,
how'd you get into it?
Actually, it was a young guy. Actually, he was originally from Fort Myers.
Okay.
And he moved to Vero Beach and he started a boxing club. And this was a guy I knew in high school. We were in high school together, and he told me about the boxing club. So, and asked if I wanted to come, and I joined it, and then started from there.
So, and you were how old? How old is Dexter at that point?
I was 16.
16. Okay. So a pretty pivotal time, too, when we talk for about young men. We got a lot of testosterone going through our system. We got a little bit of mush brain going on, maybe a lot of mush brain going on at that point. And this is something that I know you talked about, and I watched a video of you speaking too about where you were and where your friends were and what the alternatives were for young men in your community.
Yeah, because at that time, it was in the 80s, the crack epidemic had just, you know, came through. And you know, a lot of guys were, they're selling drugs and you know, and other things. So, everybody's looking for a way out, trying to rise up out of the, you know, the hood. So I decided that boxing was going to be my ticket out. And so I focused on that, opposed to getting in trouble.
That's good. I mean, because we often tell, you know, we'll say the generalization, well, you know, the idle minds of devil's playthings, kids need something to do. We always say that, but we often don't give a specific thing, right? Well, those kids need to get involved in something, and we leave it at that, versus saying, here are some things we need to get those kids involved in.
Yes.
And boxing for you was it.
Yeah, it was it.
Let's talk about your time in boxing when you go from being a boxer to somebody who is now teaching boxing and running the academy. How's that transition? When did you go from, I like doing this, to I want to spread this to more people?
Well,
get you closer there. There you
go. Well, I used to be a personal trainer at the YMCA.
Okay.
And I was training. General Cooper was one of my clients, and I was
pretty good client.
And I was training him, and he was expressing his concern about what was going on in the community with our young people, and I explained to him how growing up in South Florida, how boxing kept me from getting deep involved in the streets and in other kind of activities, and I thought it probably could do the same thing for, you know, the kids around here. And he asked me would I be interested in creating a boxing program, and so it started from there. And he backed me financially, and we created a whole boxing academy.
This is fantastic, and this is what is Hope Boxing Academy. How long have y'all been doing this?
Well, we've been doing it since 2009.
Wow,
and we. It kind of, well, we just got our board and everything right together probably a year and a half ago. It kind of, you know, we kind of have some turbulence, but I've been training the kids since 2009.
So, train the kids. Let's talk about the kid that comes in. Are they a 16-year-old like you were, or what ages? When do you get these kids into the academy?
Well, they're all ages. We go from 8 to 18.
Okay.
And we say Hope Academy is 8 to 18, but then also I have older kids that also train, but they're not, we don't say they're part of Hope Academy.
Okay, so, but Hope Academy within the training you do for boxers.
Yeah, because also Hope Academy requires it's tutoring 2 days a week. We have the tutoring, mentorship, leadership classes. So
if you get to box, you got to study too.
Yeah, you have to. So that's why the older kids are not required to, because, you know, some of them are out of school.
Right.
But if you're in school and you want to participate in the whole boxing academy, you have to do the tutoring.
Malia Smith with us as well. And what drew you to Hope Boxing Academy? What's drawn you to doing this, what Dexter's doing?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story because I was boxing at another gym prior. I had, I guess, woke up in the middle of my 30s and decided I was going to start boxing.
Why not?
Some gyms closed, some things happened, and one day I actually was a little upset because I couldn't find a boxing gym in the area, and all of a sudden I just happened to be in this parking lot donating some clothes to this woman who just had a baby, and I look over and there's these boxing bags hanging, and I stick my head in there and I said, "What is this?" And he's like, "A boxing gym." So that's how I got involved, and he had just opened at that location at the Loop, and he was telling me about, you know, Hope Boxing Academy, and I met one of his championship boxers, Debo, and kind of took the kids under my wing, and I started driving them, you know, on weekends to tournaments and taking them to Walmart and making sandwiches for them.
Right.
And I've just enjoyed it, lived vicariously through them, I guess. So.
Well, it's amazing that just those two things came together that day and put you in that place and have you with Dexter. Now, let's talk about these kids that come in. These kids what, know nothing about boxing? Do they, what, you know, as you were drawn to boxing because you had a person you knew who said, hey, there's this boxing club. How are these kids finding out about them? Do they, are they already in the boxing world? Are they fresh with no boxing experience? Dexter, who comes to you?
Well, most of the time the parents are bringing the kids in for, you know, some kind of activity. A lot of parents come in and bring their kids in because the kids are being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we get some kids in. And then some kids come in and they're just interested and curious about boxing. And they'll come in and start training, and then they take to it, they like it, and they stay.
But they're learning something else, right? I mean, because you think about that. I mean, I think the same thing for martial arts, right? You're a kid that is getting bullied, they go in for martial arts, and they're learning some techniques there. But at the same time, they may not realize it. They think they're learning that martial art, but they're learning, like you said, Dexter, discipline.
Discipline, self-control, and how—
Get you closer there.
Yeah, discipline, self-control. And also, it teaches you how to strive for— You know what you want. It's like reward versus effort.
Right.
So you put forth a good effort. The better your effort is, then the better you'll be.
Whether that be boxing or school,
or anything.
So local kids here, right? Local kids come to you. You said 8 to 18. Is the program year round, or is there a boxing season? I'm going to be ignorant with that for the kids. I mean, is there like a time of year, or is it a 12
months?
No,
year round. Boxing year round.
Boxing year-round, keep it. But you said there's a tournament that happens a certain time of year, or is it year-round with those two?
Well, most of the tournaments are starting probably this time of year. And then, well, I guess year-round, because you have some, like now at the end of the year, you have the big tournaments like the nationals and things like that. And then towards the summer, you start building up. You still have national tournament, but it's building up to the, you know, the big big tournaments for the national fighters. And just like right now, everything, you know, they just had the, what was that, was it Shreveport? They just had the Olympic trials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
So, I mean, and so these youngsters are learning discipline, but they also maybe have stars in their eyes about taking it to the next level? Do you get some that?
Well, some of them do, and some don't.
Right.
But yeah, some do, and I like I said, I had a kid. Like she mentioned, the kid Devarius, we call him Debo. He's done pretty well in the amateurs. He did pretty well in the amateurs. I think he won three state championships. He won a regional championship, and he made it to the nationals.
We're coming back, more of our conversation with Dexter and Malia. We're talking about Hope Boxing Academy, and talk about ways to get involved to help out. Also, children looking for that kind of discipline that happens to come with boxing. And by the way, I'm looking at the text line here, too. Folks that are ex-military or retired military on here that said, like Sean says, I took boxing lessons in St. Louis when I first joined the military, and it was the hardest training I'd ever done. So you want a little physical fitness, or a lot of physical fitness with it for the kids, it's right there. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5, and glad to have y'all here on this MLK holiday. And talking about ways to help out, ways of service, ways to carry the legacy of Dr. King forward. And it's good to have Malia Smith and Dexter Sutton in from Hope Boxing Academy. Talk about the, just during the break, the kids, and y'all are going to love this, what these kids are doing to get themselves to Hope Boxing Academy. Even kids that are not even set up to take it to the next level, that are there to go through the process of learning to box. And of course, like Dexter said, the discipline that goes with that, kids that are bringing themselves from distance, walking, riding bicycles to get there. So I wanted, before I even get more into what's going on inside the academy, people that hear this message right now say, hey, I want to help out. How do you help out?
Well, we need tutors. We need we need financial support. We're trying to get a situation where we eventually get a van,
okay,
to go pick up the kids that need rides.
How many kids will, like in a given week, come through the academy?
Right now we have about 15 kids coming through, and this summer we had about close to 30.
Okay.
But as we, you know, as the days go on, more and more kids are starting to come through, even now. And I think as we get the word out more, mm-hmm. then we have more kids that will be interested in coming through and checking out. And like we were saying, not all kids are going to be boxers. We're not training kids to be boxers. We're just training them to give them, you know, give them discipline, self-control, and discipline, self-control, and self-esteem.
We could really use some tutors. So if we have any volunteers, that would be great. It's Tuesday, Thursdays.
Okay.
Is it the tutoring evenings?
And that's all subject matters or any specific?
It's
all subjects, because what we're doing right now during school, well, they'll bring their homework with them.
Okay.
And if they're having problems with something, with a particular subject in school, we'll help them with that too.
Okay, so Tuesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon, evenings, what time?
From 4 to 5:15.
From 4 to 5:15. So if this is if you're somebody who can do that and help out, that's a time you go. And before we, because I want to make sure people, can they just Google? Because, I mean, people riding down the road, so phone number might be hard to get. Is there a website or Facebook, or where do they go to get more info?
We have a Facebook, Hope Boxing Academy, and also there's email address is coach@hopeboxingacademy.org.
Okay. And as always, y'all, I'll have all the information. You can always just send a text to the station. We'll put you in touch.
And there's also, there's volunteers that have to go through a background check. Even coaches in USA Boxing, we have to go through background checks. And
it's
something
a good thing.
We call safe sports so.
It's a good thing. But you need, at this time, people to tutor as well. We were talking about this during the break. The support that kids get, and you mentioned this in the beginning, kids might be getting bullied, right? Comes there and maybe not just learning from you, but there are other kids there that may have been through the same thing.
Yeah, it gets to be a community, and the kids they're looking out for each other, and they're helping each other. And it just like one of the things that attracted me to the gym when I got so deeply involved in boxing is because when I went there was my space where I belong, you know. Mm-hmm. I was accepted, and I just love being there, not just for boxing, but just for the whole atmosphere of being around people who accepted me and was excited and, you know, wanted to see me succeed.
Yeah, I've never been in that situation, but I knew people, and that exactly what you said. This kind of like, oh, well, that's somebody from boxing. You know, that's somebody from like that's. It becomes a world. You know, your peers, your friends.
Yeah.
Now, once again, Hope Boxing Academy is the children's portion, 8 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then some older folks. And once again, if people, it's not that the kid has to be lined out to be, you know, the next superstar, the next gold medalist, but a kid that is looking for, you know, some direction, some discipline.
Right. And, you know, physical fitness. Like I said.
Y'all jump rope, like in all the movies, you jump rope all the time. Every boxing movie, everybody's jumping rope.
jump rope.
Okay. So that's true.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So this is, and sign up, you said it's year-round, but it seems like the numbers peak during the summertime, so people can, like, come for a few months, you know, in the summertime or?
Yes. You know,
okay. People wanting to help out as well. You said something specific. And I know this audience has always been great when there's specific needs for local folks and local kids. And this is what we've been talking about, too, is getting this direction for our youth, getting them empowered, getting them supported, getting them on the right leg. Which, would you lead with the right? What leg do you lead with? The right leg? If you're right-handed?
If you're right-handed, you lead with your left leg.
Left leg, okay. So leading with the left leg, or if you're left-handed, leading with the right leg on this. The people have been great. Van is a specific need, and tutors are a specific need.
Yes.
So you need a van, kind of a cargo van, something that can pick up with the bench seats. And
yes.
I might embarrass Coach Dexter.
Please do. That's what this show's all about. William, go ahead.
He is so humble. I'm telling you, he volunteers all of his time and takes away from his own personal business in order to take care of these kids. I can't even tell you how much I respect him. And over the years, just watching him give everything he had, even taken away from his own family, to be there for these children. And he's too ashamed to ask, but I'm telling you, we really need some financial donations. We need some scholarships for some of these kids. We got kids coming in, obviously, that are coming from very impoverished, you know, right. areas. But also, you know, gym equipment, you know, gloves, but scholarships, even monthly scholarships, or even somebody that would like to donate, you know, for a yearly scholarship.
When you say a scholarship, too, could we make a donation that says, okay, I want one kid to be able to do this throughout the year?
Oh, yes.
Specific, we could say, okay, we can give this, and mm-hmm. I know that one of these young people can be able to do this for the year.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, so you go contact you through the email or contact you through the Facebook page?
Probably the best contact me through the email. Yes.
Okay, and we'll do this too. Like I said, if y'all just say you're hearing this, I know you're riding down the road, just get in touch with me and I'll put you in touch with Dexter at Hope Boxing Academy and Malia as well. Thank you for what you're doing for the kids around here. Thank you for giving of your time. Because these are the stories, is what we, and I know it's on this MLK Day, we talk about doing this, but this is something you're doing 365, and we should support 365. Malia, Dexter, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and yeah, that contact info, we'll have it up, plus we'll put a link up. I know Leanna can get that link up to the Facebook page through our Facebook page as well. Check it out there, Hope Boxing Academy. All right, Dr. Bill's forecast on the way next.